Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hey, welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're continuing our series leading up to the 2019 Chipotle USA Hockey National Championships by talking to Bob Schell, who is the chairman of the host committee for the Girls Tier 2 tournament in Amherst, New York. Hey, Bob, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Looking forward to it, Harry.
Well, I guess the first question, Bob, is how are preparations shaping up as we head into the final days before puck drop?
Great. Well, you know, I think this is the 10th year that we've done this now, and so we've kind of got our arms around it. And, you know, it's interesting because we have people coming from all over the country. We want to highlight Buffalo and the great things that are going on in our city. We want to run a terrific hockey tournament, and, you know, when we put all that together, our volunteers step up, they're willing to help, and it comes together. And this year is no different. It's coming together, and come next Thursday at 8 a.m. when we drop the puck, we'll be ready to go.
No, well, anybody who's been up to Amherst and seen you guys in action knows that's the fact. Well, hey, so like you said, you've done this 10 times or so. It really does get easier over time?
I'm not sure it gets easier, but you learn from your mistakes. And, you know, now we have a whole different, you know, back in 2007 when we did this for the first time, we were kind of going by the seat of our pants. And, you know, now in 2019, you have, you know, people stepping up who, you know, want to help and, you know, have been through it as volunteers in various capacities. So I guess it does get easier, but, you know, there's always, you know, in the back of your mind, what did you miss? And again, with the goal being, we want to make it special for the athletes and their families who are coming to town and make it something that they remember for a lifetime. And, you know, trying to get that across to our 150 volunteers is probably the one thing that we care most about.
So, like you said, 150 volunteers, that's a small army. Can you just talk about, I mean, they're doing everything from, I mean, can you kind of give an overview of some of the volunteer jobs that you have?
Sure. So we have greeters. When they get to the rink, we want to make sure people are pointed in the right direction because they've never been to our arena before. We have security people who will be in each rink to make sure that, you know, the safety of everybody is first and foremost, and that we don't have any issues, as you might see in a hockey rink. We have off-ice officials who, you know, tend our penalty boxes and stuff like that. We have a plethora of women who have volunteered for the merchandise store. So that's a good number of them. And then, you know, people, this year we're doing something special. We're doing a off-campus event for the teams. It's a luncheon, and we're terming it a banner party. Basically, each team will come here having made a banner highlighting their team and a charity of their choice, and then they can get up in front of the crowd and tell us all about it. We'll pick a winner and make a donation to their charity. So we have a number of volunteers who are working on that with us. And then we always have a couple people up in the tournament room doing scoring. So, you know, by the end of the 5 days, we've circulated at least 150 people through in a volunteer capacity.
And where do you get these volunteers mostly? Are they all from the youth hockey community, or do they just come out because they're proud of Amherst and want to just lend their support? Or
yeah, they're and, you know, really anybody, friends of mine who, you know, want to put in some time and understand that, you know, we're an all volunteer association, but being one of the largest associations in the country, we have a lot of drawing power. So we'll put out an email blast to the 1,500 members of our association, and people from all walks of life ultimately step up.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Well, you know, this tournament will be back at the Northtown Center, where I was wanting to know if you could talk a little bit about the relationship that you and your committee have developed over the years with Eric Guzdek and his crew. What makes the facility and that crew such a vital part of staging a nationals?
I think it is the utmost importance, you know, from a couple different standpoints. Number one, you want to make sure the event goes smoothly, that you're on time, that that the arena people understand when you do ice cuts, that they need to be done, they need to be complete in a certain time frame. Anything from setting up with hockey TV to internet connections, Eric and his staff play a huge role in, and you know, any of the facility issues that people have, we don't worry about because they're that good and they know what to do. And then we also go by the McDonald's rule, and the McDonald's rule would be make sure your bathrooms are clean. So we actually hire an extra staff person during the five-day tournament to just take care of restrooms, so there are no complaints on that front. But at the end of the day, they're part of the team. We supply Eric's, I think there's 27 or 30 employees that work under him, and you know, we give them the tournament sweatshirts and hats, so you know that they understand they're a part of the team. And then when you ask for help, they're there for you.
No, they're awesome people, and the Northtown Center is a phenomenal rink and a great place to host the Nationals.
Yeah, and the nice thing is we have everything under one roof. We've done it before. Eric's staff has done it before, so we as an organizing committee don't worry about that end, and that's a huge relief.
No doubt. Well, Bob, can you talk a little bit about the economic impact that hosting an event like this has on a community? How much does the local Chamber of Commerce and other local civic organizations get involved with Nationals?
The big civic organization here is Visit Buffalo Niagara and the Buffalo Sports Commission, and they supply us volunteers. They supply all the tourist information. They have volunteers on site to, you know, direct people to restaurants or to, you know, whether they want to go to Niagara Falls or go see some of the other tourist attractions in the area. They staff a booth in the arena from the first time we drop the puck until the last puck is dropped on Monday. So they're a huge part of the success of the tournament. We want people to come to Buffalo and not think that it's the blizzard capital of the world. We want them leaving here, you know, thinking, hey, Buffalo's a pretty cool place and we want to show it off, because we all think it is. In terms of the economic impact, the hotels love it, the restaurants love it. During the tournament every night, the hotels and the restaurants in and around the arena are full. And, you know, ultimately, you know, that's good for the area and good for their business.
Must make you a pretty popular guy around town and have them asking you when you're going to do it again.
Oh, and we get asked that, you know, 24 hours after the event is over, hey, you're going to put in for another one. And we put in, and, you know, hopefully USA Hockey likes the work that we do, and you know, if we're lucky enough to be granted another one, we'll try to do our best at it, and serve USA Hockey well.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you know, you mentioned the banner party. This tournament, especially the girls tournament, is always so much fun because the girls really get in the spirit of the event, not just playing great hockey on the ice, but having fun off the ice as well. Any other special events other than the banner party that will be going on to kind of really capture the spirit?
Yeah, so we have an interesting relationship with the Hockey Hall of Fame, and they're going to come down and do a display on basically the history of women's hockey. And so they'll be set up in the arena on Thursday between 10 and 6. And there'll be a couple representatives from the Hall of Fame there to talk about the displays that they're bringing down. Ultimately Olympic and college women's hockey, and we're looking forward to that. And you know, hopefully the participants in the tournament see this stuff, and it inspires them maybe to take the next step.
No, that's fantastic. So you said that's Thursday?
Yeah, so that's Thursday, 10 to 6. And you know, we've done a number of different things with the Hall of Fame over the years, and it's always got great reviews, and I would expect nothing different from this year's.
Oh, no question. Well, and my last question, Bob, is, you mentioned, you know, you've been doing this a long time, and there is a lot of work. I mean, leading up to the event, I mean, you have a lot of conference calls, lots of meetings. And then obviously once the puck drops, it's long days and long nights at the rink. I guess my last question is why do you do it? Why does Amherst do it? What's in it for the hosts and the local Youth Hockey Association and the volunteers to put in all this time and effort?
That's a good question. And, you know, ultimately you make a little bit of money on the event, but from most of the volunteers that we have, it's about giving back. And Amherst Youth Hockey, when my wife and I moved to Buffalo in 1989, we didn't know anybody. And youth hockey was almost a rite of passage in this area. And when your kid turns 3 years old, you put skates on them and throw them out on the ice. And we were one of the ones who did that. And ultimately, with our son, who came up through the organization and played, you know, competitive hockey until he was 18, we made great friends. It's really been life-changing for us, and just the experiences that we have. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. And it's about giving back, ultimately. And it's not a whole lot of time once you get the hang of it. And again, you have 150 volunteers who know what to do. And I think 90% of the people, it's about giving back and just, you know, saying thank you and thank you to the organization and just seeing old friends. And, the week goes by fast, and, you know, there's a lot of smiles on volunteer faces and you shake a lot of hands for people that you haven't seen in a long time. So that's what makes it worthwhile to me.
Very, very well said. Well, anybody who's listening to this and has the good fortune of heading up to Amherst this year or has been in the past, you either know what Bob's talking about or you'll soon find out. Well, Bob, thanks for taking the time, and thanks for all you do for hockey, and good luck next week, and have a lot of fun.
Sure, appreciate it, Harry. I'm sure we'll speak soon.
All right, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you at another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.